Matthew chapter 13. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the side of the road, and the birds came and ate them. Some fell upon stony places, where they did not have much earth. And quickly they sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. And when the sun came up, they were scorched, because they had no root, and they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other seed fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Let the one who has ears to hear, hear. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? He answered and said to them, Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Because whoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whoever does not have, from him shall be taken away even what he has. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because even though they see, they do not see, and even though they hear, they do not hear, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, By hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not perceive. Because this people's heart has hardened, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Because truly I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away that which was sown in his heart. This is the one who received seed by the side of the road. But he who receives the seed into stony places, the same is he who hears the word, and at once receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he is offended. Also, he who receives seed among the thorns is one who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed in the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, and also bears fruit and brings forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He put forth another parable to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then the weeds also appeared. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servants said to him, Do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest while you gather up the weeds, you also root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather together first the weeds, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the smallest of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and live in its branches. Another parable he spoke to them, The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took, and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the multitude in parables, and without a parable he did not speak to them. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will speak things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered and said to them, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the weeds are the children of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil, the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the weeds are gathered and burned in the fire, So shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who do evil, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one who has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hid in a field, which when a man has found it, he hides it, and because of his joy he goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man, seeking precious pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down, and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth, and separate the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said to them, Have you understood all these things? They said to him, Yes, Lord. Then he said to them, Therefore, every scribe who is instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder, who brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there. And when he had come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue so much so that they were astonished and said, Where has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James and Joses and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then has this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.